This is Sharon, and I want to get started with our scriptures. Matthew 6:33 from the New Living Translation. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Psalms 5:3 from the New Living Translation. Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning, I bring my request to you and wait expectantly. Psalms 23:1 from the New Living Translation. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. Philippians 4:19, New Living Translation. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. God has so much more for us than to get saved, sit in a pew, join a church, and live in lack or struggle. Yet we say we're saved. God wants the best for us. As a child of the Most High God, we are to live a prosperous life and never want for anything, as I have read from the scriptures above. They tell us these promises in the Bible. We need to use God's faith to allow this to manifest in our lives. God's word will never return void. That scripture is in Isaiah 55:11 from the New King James Version. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. We should never assume that where we've been or where we are is as good as it gets. And when your goal on your mind situation seems impossible, keep in mind that nothing is impossible for God. In Matthew 19:26, the Amplified Version says, Jesus said, with people, as far as it depends on them, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. The greatest things you can do in life are the things you can't do on your own. You know, you are on the right track when a challenge or opportunity can only be done with God's help. This can be purchasing a house, a car, a promotion, becoming debt-free, starting a faith-based business, buying land or property. Those are just a few examples. It doesn't matter what the situation looks like around you. God is greater than the obstacle that you are facing. Anything that has never been done is impossible until someone does it. So why can't you do it? Don't allow your mind to become a hindrance to the things you can accomplish in life. Think big, the way God does. Let's be imitators of God and see ourselves the way God sees us. God sees us prosperous and in good health. Today, let's think. Believe God is going to do something better in your life. Go ahead and get your hopes up, because God is leading you to something better than you can ever imagine. He is ready to do it for us. Just give him that opportunity. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for empowering us to do anything and everything we need to do today, and for leading us into greater things. When we are faced with problems, Father God, please help us to remember that you're bigger and you're working on it in the midst of it. Let us remember that you can do anything but fail, as long as we believe and trust and speak it and walk by faith and know that your word will never return void. Help us, Father God, to follow your examples and speak into existence what we want to happen and what we want. Not as a person coming to you as looking for a genie in a bottle or someone who grants us wishes, but Father God, we are to reverence you at all times, to give you honor, to give you the praise, and thank you, Father God, that it is already done for us. So we believe that you have done it for us, Father God, before the foundations of this world. We thank you, we praise you, we bless you, we glorify you and consider it already done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.